Yet more trouble in East Belfast last night. Police came under attack from crowds as they responded to reports of petrol bombs being thrown from Pitt Park towards St Matthew's Church in Bryson Street off the New Norwich Road. At the time, at Church Hall, they were hosting a special social event for children with special needs and their carers. One police officer was injured during the violence. A bus driver was hurt when his vehicle was attacked by stone throwers. Thomas McNulty is 76 years old. He lives in one of the houses that came under attack last night. He's been telling our reporter Lisa McAllister that his wife was forced to leave their home as petrol bombs, bottles and stones rained down on their house.
Well, I was sitting in the house watching television and suddenly just heard a lot of shouting and yelling, and over came a lot of petrol bombs and stones and bottles, and that was it. And shouting and yelling, and next thing was the whole place was in an uproar.
When you realised that there were petrol bombs coming into your back garden, what did you think? Were you frightened?
Of course we were frightened. There's only me and the wife here, and we're pensioners. And last week, on three different nights, we were attacked with paint bombs, which was reported to the police. And trying to get through to the police last night was impossible. Maybe because of the rioting, they could come out and have a look at the place.
Did you feel vulnerable last night?
I did in a cannibal way, yes. Yeah.
And if we look at your back garden, you can see there's paint bombs there from last week. There's the remnants of those. And there's bottles and scorch marks on your grass.
That's correct, yes.
When the grass caught fire, were you worried then that this could spread to the house?
I was, and I had to pull the fire hose out, and the hose I have, the garden hose, to keep the water, to keep the flames from spreading. Lucky I had the hose, the garden hose there, you know.
What did you and your wife say to each other last night in the midst of all of this?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I got the wife out. The daughters came down and took her down to their homes. They only live around the corner. So we were able to get her down to the house, and I stayed on, and a lot of people from the district came in and gave me a hand.
How long have you lived here, Thomas?
About 24 years. And the unfortunate part about it, we own our own house. And you couldn't offload this house at the moment, not even if we were giving it away. To move, you couldn't move anywhere else, you know.
In 24 years of living here, I'm sure you've seen troubles in the past, but how does this compare?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, they've all been very similar. Hadn't much. I used to call this place Shangri-La because it was so peaceful at one time. I took a sign down and put another sign up, the Alamo.
But it's no way to live, is it?
No, not in this present day and age. Especially at our time of the day, you know. You've already got one foot in the grave.
I suppose the thing is as well, you've worked all your life, you've bought your own home, you and your wife, you've brought up your family, and, you know, just supposed to be enjoying these years.
That's correct, yeah. But unfortunately, the environment we're living in now doesn't let you.
What would you say to the people who are attacking your home and the homes of your neighbours?
What could you say to them? They don't listen to anybody. They don't listen to their own community people. They just get out and see what they want to do. And whether somebody behind it or not, who knows? You just hear the media keep saying somebody's putting them out on the streets. Is there something else evil behind this here? Is there no agenda? Is the flag only an excuse? Like when you look at it on television there and you see them using the flags as a weapon, they have no respect for it.